Your plans are for me. Goodness, you have in store. I know you hear me. I know you see me, Lord. Your plans are for me. Goodness, you have in store. So thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Like a child on my knees, all that comes to me. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. I know you see me. I know you hear me, Lord.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. We believe. Father, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit,
and He's given us new life.
We believe.
Coming back again.
We believe.
Don't seem to be as dark as you. stars seem brighter than they've been before. Deep within I feel my soul stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is Father,
We love you, Jesus. We love you. We cannot wait to go to the chapel of love and marry you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving us and for Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can be with you for eternity, Lord. Thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for guiding us on our journey, on our path. Thank you for guiding us in the right direction toward you, Lord, and for keeping us on the bright path, Lord. And thank you for keeping our lamps trimmed and burning so that we can be ready for when you come to get us, when that trumpet blows, and we will be a faithful and worthy bride, Lord. Thank you for strengthening us, and thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for providing for us financially, physically, emotionally, Lord, spiritually. Thank you, Lord, and yes, you continue to provide for us as we wait on you, Lord. And thank you for all the gifts you have given us, and thank you for keeping us encouraged that you are coming now, any day now. Yes, you continue to encourage us up until the day that you come to get us, Lord, and keep us encouraged. Thank you, Lord, for the flirts, and just thank you, Lord, for your presence, and for being our true light, the light of the world, Lord. And Lord, may we be that light. May we show your light to the world, Lord. And please help us to do so. Help us to keep shining in this dark world. And please guide us in the direction that you want us to go, Lord, and in each of our lives, Lord, however that may look. Please guide us in that direction, and help us to stay in your will, Lord, and just help us to do whatever it is you want us to do, Lord, and help us to keep our eyes focused on you no matter what happens to us in this life, Lord. And Lord, we thank you and we love you, and Spirit and the Bride say, come. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, hello, everyone. Michelle here. I hope everyone is doing well. Let's see. Long time no chat. I don't even remember the last time I hosted. I went on vacation, went on a family vacation. That was nice. A nice little break from what I was day-to-day activities, which is always a good welcome thing. And it was good to see a lot of my family, which I live away from. So that was also good. And just some rest and relaxation, which is always welcome. So, but I am back now and trying to get back in swing of things. And the Lord is definitely bringing me through various trials and just trying to get me focused, or keep me focused on him. And I know we're all going through our trial right now, or if someone isn't, then they just got out of one, or maybe they're coming into one. But the Lord is putting his bride through trials as a way of testing us, among other reasons probably, but to make sure we are a worthy bride, and it's not due to our own worthiness, but he makes us worthy through the trials. We depend on him, and he will strengthen us and give us wisdom and help us to grow in him. So really, he's the one, Jesus, God the Father, Holy Spirit, makes us worthy as we look to him and trust in him. So, but anyway, we're all going through our trials, and the Lord is definitely taking me through a trial, and me personally, I feel kind of like the world has rejected me and feel kind of like an outsider in the world. So basically, this is just bringing me closer to the Lord. The world may reject me, but Christ's accepting me. So I just have to keep that in mind, and anyone else going through a trial can keep that in mind too, especially if they feel like they're separated from the world and like the world doesn't accept them. Jesus, and when he was on earth, wasn't accepted by the world either. So I guess we are in good company with that. And it's probably a good thing, because if we were accepted by the world, then that would not be good for us being with our relationship with God, because anyone who is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So probably a good thing that the bride is going through challenges, and some of us are probably feeling separation from the world and the world, world's disapproval of us. And it's just bringing us closer to the Lord, because he is the one who does accept us. He unconditionally loves us. So that is good. Just another trial to purify us and bring us closer to him. So, and let's see, a few days ago, I did a YouTube video about joy, having joy in the Lord. And basically what I said was joy is independent of your circumstances. It's different from happiness, whereas happiness is dependent on circumstances. If you're having a good day, something good happens to you, then, hey, you're happy. But the moment something bad happens to you, then you start losing your happiness. But joy is different from that, in that you can be joyful and in the midst of bad circumstances. So that is definitely, that's good, because we can be joyful anytime. And another thing, component of joy, is that this life is not all there is. We have a much better life waiting for us, if you're a believer, for us in eternity with Jesus in heaven. So, so we just have to endure and run our race. And which brings me to my third point, which is being joyful means making your day and your life about Jesus. Just making it all about him, so that way when bad things do happen to you, you're not placing your hope in this life. And I mean, yeah, it's still probably going to hurt, if depending on what happens, but you're placing your hope in Jesus and making your day about him. That's what the Lord is testing us on, because basically our time on earth is just a big test, just testing us. Are we depending on the Lord? Are we loving him? Are we loving our neighbor? And so we can prove that despite our circumstances, it doesn't, even in bad circumstances, we can love the Lord. We can love our neighbor. So, so definitely stay with Jesus, stay close with him. And he will get you through any trial that you're going through. And even if you're not going through a trial, then he will be with you in the good times. So you can just praise him and even praise him in the bad times too. So just a little reminder. I hope everyone is doing well. We are waiting on the Lord. Jesus is coming back any day now. I'm definitely pretty hopeful for this month for our possible departure. We have some important Jewish holidays coming up. Not that the Lord has to return on a Jewish holiday, but it is possible. We have the 9th of Av coming up on the 13th, so just a few days away. And we have the 15th of Av coming up, which is on the 19th/20th of August. And that's actually the most, I was reading, the most popular day to marry in Jewish culture. So it's one of those mysterious Jewish holidays. So the Lord could return on that holiday too. So, and then also if you guys are watching Daniel Vallis's, I can't pronounce his last name, but yeah, the guy who's talking about the stars, the constellations, Venus is moving out from the feet of the lion. So, and that's supposed to happen basically now, or tomorrow at the latest, I think he was saying. So that's a good indication we could go now. So anyway, or we could just go, we can go any day pretty much. So, but just trying to keep us encouraged. And also on, if you're following Peter John's prophecy clock, that ends September 2nd. So, so that's a good encouragement for us leaving before that. So anyway, I pray to the Lord to keep us encouraged and to just keep us encouraged until he comes to get us, and to just keep us going. He is coming. So he promised in his word he is coming, and we just have to hold on to his promises, even though at times it seems like it's dragging out forever. But we just have to keep faithful, keep holding on to his promises, and he is coming. One of these days he is coming. So let's see here. I will go ahead and play another song, and then I'll come back.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoices. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great our God. Thank you.
is great. You are awesome, God. Thank you for being you. Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. All right. So I'll read the title that Jerry put into tonight's show. It says, Job again. Job 1:1. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. So it kind of goes along with the trials that I was talking about, too, because Job definitely had a share of trials, definitely. So let's see. Oh, yeah. And the other day, I was praying to the Lord, and I was asking him to give me a Bible verse, just something that would help me. And he gave me Psalm 22, verse 4, which says, our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. So this is perfect for what we're going through. We just have to trust in God that he knows best. He knows what he's doing. We don't see what we can't see his plan. We don't know why we're going through what we're going through. But all we have to do, all our responsibility is to trust in him, and he will deliver us. He has promised. So he will come and deliver us, whether out of our trials or, and also, he will come and rapture us out here and deliver us from the great tribulation that is soon to come. So, amen. Let's see. Also, out of my Jesus Calling daily devotional for today, August 10th, it says, relax in my healing, holy presence. Allow me to transform you through this time alone with me. As your thoughts center more and more on me, trust displaces fear and worry. Your mind is somewhat like a seesaw. As your trust in me goes up, fear and worry automatically go down. Time spent with me not only increases your trust, it also helps you discern what is important and what is not. Energy and time are precious, limited entities. Therefore, you need to use them wisely, focusing on what is truly important. As you walk close to me, saturating your mind with scripture, I will show you how to spend your time and energy. My word is a lamp to your feet. My presence is a light for your path. So basically, we just need to focus on him, and we need that time, that separate time to just relax in his presence. It'll help us with our day, all the problems that come along in our day, just to focus on him and that time alone with him. And the time alone with him will help increase our trust in him. And he also says to use your time and energy wisely, and that's definitely a wise use of your time and energy, is to have that quiet time with the Lord and to focus on him. And so he will help us as we focus on him, and he will give us our peace. He will give us his peace as we focus on him. So definitely good reminders for us here. So let's see. So far, no one has called in, so I'll go ahead and play another song.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. In his grace
loves us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you. Thank you for loving us, although we are imperfect, Lord, but through you we have righteousness, Lord. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's see. On that same page, as I read Psalm 22, verse 4, I saw Psalm 21, which talks about joy and the salvation of the Lord. So I'll just go ahead and read that. Because I was talking about joy earlier, so we are waiting for the salvation of the Lord. So I'll go ahead and read that. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation, honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all of your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Amen. I especially like the part where it says, you have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. So there's joy in the presence of the Lord. So anytime we feel like we're lacking joy, we look to the Lord because he is the source of our joy. So good lessons. Let's see. So far, no one on the phone. So, and it is already 8 o'clock. I'll go ahead and play a closing song. And unless if someone calls in within the song, then I will close out the show. So, see you in the air.
Down.
Amen. God, you reign. Amen. So, no one has called in, and we just have a guest in chat room. Well, we did, but now the guest is gone. So, that is an indication to close it down, and hopefully this will be our last show so we can poof into Jesus' arms. So, see everyone in the air. Love you. Bye.